Inmiddels ben ik weer in de andere kamer gaan zitten en bij Steve Wynn. Hij heeft dit jaar een best-of album uitgebracht, What I Did After My Band Broke Up, met een bonusdisc waarop hij een 14-tal songs bewerkt voor stem en piano, die dan bespeeld wordt door zijn oude maatje Chris Kakavas. En daarna kwam dit najaar de stevig rockende cd Tik 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 uit. En vanavond speelt Steve met zijn band The Miracle Tree in De Vera, Groningen. Welcome to our show and to the town Winschoten, Steve. We appreciate it very much that you came over to our studio between soundcheck and concert. You're playing The Vera tonight. I noticed there's a poster of you on the wall of that club permanently.
That's right. Yeah. I have a good long history with Vera, going back 20 years now.
Wow, 20 yeah. years, cool. So what's the show going to be like tonight?
Well, we've been on tour now for 6 weeks, and by now we have, about 50 songs we're playing, so it changes every night. But mostly, on this tour, mostly we're playing the new album, Tick, 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 because I'm so proud of it, and it works so well in concert. But of course, there's a lot of songs all the way back to the first Dream Syndicate album and everything in between.
And your band, The Miracle Tree, still has the same lineup?
It's changed a little bit, actually. I'm playing with the same drummer, Linda Pittman, and guitarist Jason Victor that I've had for 5 years. But our bass player is actually a Dutch bass player from Deventer named Eric Van Loo, who's in a band called Blue Guitars and another band called Telefunken. And now he plays with the Wilder Grand Conspiracy. My bass player that's on the new album, Dave DeCastro, he couldn't do the tour. It was too long, and he has a lot of things in his life going on. So when I found out he couldn't do it, I started looking for bass player, and Jason, my guitarist, plays with Eric in Wilder Grand Conspiracy. He recommended him, and I said, all right, and I didn't even meet him until about a month ago. Fortunately, he worked out really well, and I have another friend in Holland.
Wonderful. Yeah, Wilder Grand Conspiracy, cool band.
Oh, it's a great band.
Yeah. So you are on one of the extended European tours you're famous for. Is everything going well? No trouble with snow or anything?
So far, no trouble. But next week we play Sweden, Denmark, and Norway, so we'll see how that goes. I think when I saw the tour, you know, it's so funny. You plan these tours ahead of time, and I was planning this tour in August, you know, in the summer. It's very warm outside, extreme 40 degrees in New York, you know, very warm. And the idea of playing Scandinavia in December seemed like a good idea then. Now I'm starting to wonder.
Well, we wish you good luck there.
Thank you very much. I hope I make it back.
Well, in your long career, you never had to cancel a show except for 2 times due to real bad weather.
Oh, you've done your homework.
And does that record still stand?
We came close on this tour a couple times to extending that, but I missed one show in 1986 in Oklahoma City because a van broke down on a holiday weekend and we were in a town with no garages. So that was bad. I missed a show 6 years ago in Greece, in Thessalonica, because it was a hurricane, the first hurricane in Greece, I think, in the century. Just our bad luck, the plane wouldn't land. You know, you have so many close calls. It's amazing. On this tour, for example, our van broke down in Dover on the way to a London show just 4 hours before the show. And you think, that's it. We're not going to make the show. And it's amazing. You always find some solution. And this time we got towed to a rental car place. We got a cargo van with, no windows in the back. We threw our bass player and guitarist in the back with no windows and drove 2 hours. And somehow you always make it.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes. Your new album is called Tick, Tick, Tick. Does that refer to time ticking away?
You know, yes. It refers to the feeling of, you know, when you're watching the clock and when you feel that anxiety that happens when you, whether it's, you know, an anxiety of anything that would happen involving time. It could, and, of course, people said it's like a bomb, too, and it is. But anything, that kind of anxiety before the moment of explosion or before things change or that feeling that something's about to happen, I don't know what, but I'm a little bit nervous about what it's going to be.
Yeah. I think it's, most people.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. Yeah. I mean, people feel that way in the world, of course, because, you know, the way the world has changed and political events, there's that kind of feeling. But also, I know a lot of people in their lives, especially people, I'm 45, and people I know who are around my age, suddenly think, what am I doing? What's going on? So all those feelings, and that, I think the record deals with that.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
And you felt like rocking again this time?
I did. Well, it's my roots. You know, I love loud music with distortion and feedback and this kind of thing. And I always come back to it. I've always said, and it's true, each of my records is a reaction to the one before. Whenever I make a record, you know, I spend time writing the songs and rehearsing the songs and recording them. Then I spend a year or a year and a half playing them live. And by the end of that, I want to do the exact opposite. And so Static Transmission was it wasn't a totally gentle record, but it was more of a melancholy, introverted record. And by the time I finished all that, it was time to make a rock record.
Yeah, it worked.
I'm thinking, next time it might be a quiet record again.
Okay. And you also released a best-of album this year, What I Did After My Band Broke Up, mm-hmm. The band being The Dream in Syndicate, of course. Wasn't it hard to pick songs for that compilation?
You know, it was very hard because if you're U2 or R.E.M. or Britney Spears or I don't know, something like that, you just choose your hits. You have hits, you put the hits on the record, everybody knows your hits, and that's that. For me, I don't have hit singles. I have singles from the records, but a lot of times they're the songs I like the most, the songs that were singles, and the songs that fans like, and it's not always the same thing. So I try to find a good cross-section of the three things, and I think at the end it was a pretty good selection. But I've seen reviews of the record from hardcore fans saying, these aren't the best songs, he's crazy. You never know. It wasn't obvious, but I think it was a good... The reason I did the compilation... Because it's a good reason to do this, but in the last 3 or 4 years, I've picked up a lot of new fans. My last couple records, Here Come the Miracles and Static Transmission, got wonderful reviews and sold well and got a lot of new, younger fans, which is great. And so I wanted the chance to say, okay, here's what I was doing before. You know these records, there's a lot before. So I think it gives a good idea of what I've spent the last 15 years doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's one song I like a lot, Drag, where Russ Tolman sings with you, and mm-hmm. there's electric sitar, organ, and horns. And this song was featured on the TV series Baywatch.
That's right.
Please tell us about that.
About the Baywatch thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. I will be honest, I've never seen this episode. I was... in Richmond, Virginia, when I was working with Gutterball and Mark Linkus, who now is a Sparkle Horse, and this is very strange because this seems like an unlikely person for this, but he came to me and said, hey, man, I heard your song on Baywatch. I don't know why Mark Linkus is watching Baywatch, but, you know.
Pretty girls in there.
I guess so, right, Aiden. Even if you make sensitive indie rock, you still like to watch Baywatch. And he told me this, and I said, this is impossible. My music was not on Baywatch. But sure enough, it was, and... Someone on the show was a fan, and they used the song. I still have never seen it, but yeah, I will say it paid my rent for a while. It was a very good thing. So
great.
Thank you to whoever did it. Thank you.
Yeah. And on the bonus CD called Visitation Rites, you play 14 of your songs in a complete other version. It's just you singing and Chris Kakavas playing the piano, which I think is a great idea. How did that come up?
Well, this is something that came up from my friend Pat Thomas, who was working with Russ Tolman, actually, at the label that does my U.S. records. And we were planning on doing this compilation, and the thing people usually do is they do a best-of record, and they put one extra song. And then all the fans have to buy this compilation for just the one song. And that's kind of – I don't think it's very nice. So I said, what if we do a whole extra CD? Something, you know, because if people want to buy it, they should get – something extra. So I want to do something different. And I try to think, what have I not done? And well, piano and vocal record, that's brand new. And Chris Kakavas is the guy who's played on more records with me than anybody. He's been part of my musical life for 25 years. So I thought it'd be fun to see what we would do together. We chose songs that would lend themselves to being redone, reinterpreted, tried to come up with a good list. And he came to New York City from Germany, where he lives now. He came to New York City. We spent 2 days in the studio and just tried to turn the songs absolutely inside out. It was fun.
Yeah. It worked out great. Well, it's a lot of fun to talk, but you actually came here to play. Edwin from the band Tannytown was so kind to bring his acoustic guitar for you.
Thank you.
And the microphone is all yours. I suppose you kind of announce your own songs.
Absolutely.
Okay,
well, I'll play a few songs.
Go ahead.
Play his headphones on. Everything sounds better with the headphones on. And also I want to say, yeah, again, anybody listening who feels like it, I'm going to be going on stage at 10:30 over at the Vera Club in Groningen. So please come out and check out the band. It will sound a little bit louder than this, but this will give you some idea. This is the first song on the new record. It's called Wired. My head just isn't right. I sleep an hour every night. Rest is only fits and starts. It's tearing me apart. Curled in the sheets, burned by the heat. That's what I need. Slow down the speed. Oh, why am I wired this way? Hey, why am I wired this way? Oh, why am I wired this way? Every time I try to check it, something comes along and wreck it. Bed is smoking like a furnace. My head begin to turn. It's like a big weight dragging it down. Please, baby, down on my knees, baby. Sometime the cure is worse than a disease, baby. Oh, why am I wired this way? Hey, why am I wired this way? Oh, why am I wired this way? Every time I try to check it, something comes along and wreck it. My head just isn't right. I sleep an hour every night. The rest is only fits and starts. It's tearing me apart. You really wanna sing the blues? Go and watch the evening news. The rest is only new. Goes to psychosis. Holy Moses. Oh, why am I wired this way? Hey, why am I wired this way? Oh, why am I wired this way? Every time I try to check it, something come along and wreck it. Oh, why am I wired this way? Hey, why am I wired this way? Oh, why am I wired this way? Every time I try to check it, something comes along and wreck it. That's Wired. It's fun to play these songs this way. They're very, very different. I think anybody who knows this record will say this is a whole different style of the songs, but I've always liked songs that you can play with a rock band, play really loud, but also play in your back porch on acoustic guitar. That's the ultimate test. So we'll put this song to the test. This song is called Freak Star. Came on like a force of nature, sparked by a natural desire. Getting closer all the time. I brace myself, but cannot read the signs. A freak star. He was calling on the radio, begging you to turn away. I saw something in your eyes that told me common sense was not a game you play. Oh, freak star, freak star. Now I wonder where you are, freak star. How I wonder where you are. Everybody talks about
your appetite. But hunger drives and sets you free. Justifying desperate measures, coming down, and these are desperate times for you and me. Freak star, how I wonder where you are. Freak star, how I wonder where you are. He was calling on the radio, begging you to take it slow. For you, it was just a sign that you would not have to go away. Freak star, how I wonder where you are. Freak star, how I wonder where you are. Freak star, how I wonder where you are. Freak star, how I wonder where you are.
All right, that's Freak Star. We got time still, right? We're okay, yeah? Cool. I'll try this one here. This is a song I was out in, with Linda last summer, summer before last, in Spain, down near Cadiz, with a friend of ours named Paco Loco, really great producer. His real name isn't Paco Loco, but he is Loco, so I guess that's how he got the name. He's pretty crazy. And we were hanging out and ended up writing an entire record with him, recording it, and it might come out at some point. But this song is from that record, and I liked it so much I stole it from my own record. It's called The Deep End. Only time will tell if the waves will cover me or let me go. Drunk on time and lavender foam, I was always so afraid to know. More than sink or swim, I'd rather not go in. The deep end, the sea that stretches out Orion's belt holds me back from my point of view. Everything is possible. I separate fantasy from fact. More than sink or swim,
rather not go in. The deep end. The deep end. I was always so entranced by the push and pull of the tide. I was always so afraid of the undertow that would come and bury me inside. More than sink or swim, I'd rather not go in. The deep end. In my dreams I forget to breathe. I sink beneath the surface without shame. In my final moments, as I held my breath, I knew that nothing would ever be the same. It's more than sink or swim, rather not go in. The deep end. The deep end. The deep end. The deep end.
That's the deep end. I think I got time for one more here. I'm going to do another one. I'm going to head back over to the Vera Club, and hopefully some of you out there will be heading over there too, and we come over and say hi afterwards. I'll be hanging around. I like it there. I like that club. I've been playing there for 20 years now, and to me that seems like a long time to be playing one club. I mean, that's a great history. But we were just backstage hanging out, talking to the people over there, and they have posters of all the shows they've done in the past. And they've, you know, bands like U2 have played there, and Echo and the Bunnymen poster, and all kinds of other bands. So I'm just a young kid in terms of Vera. I'm a newcomer. I'm the new kid on the block over there. Anyway, I'm going to play this song here from my new album. The song's called Wild Mercury. Maybe I shouldn't have called so late on the telephone. I guess I should have learned when to leave well enough alone. But I ride at a level that keeps me charged all of the time. You know, I'd take it down if I could.
ride the light. Nobody can see. Eyes on fire, rising with the mercury. Wild mercury. I speak for I think that's the way it's always been with me. And I'm smarter when I drink, that's something anybody can see. I wanna know you now. But I don't know when or how. Ride the light. Nobody can see. Eyes on fire, 'cause I'm rising with the mercury. Wild mercury. Shot like light, blood rolling through my veins. And I ride so hard, I'm coming down like wreckage from the aeroplane. I light up like a rocket, I flame out just as hard. And I still have yet to play my best card. Hey, 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 wild mercury. Wild mercury. Hey, hey, hey. Wild mercury. Hey, hey, hey. Wild mercury.
That was Steve Wynn. And Steve, thank you for being here, for playing. Hij speelde de nummers White, Freakstar, The Deep End en Wild Mercury. Nou, we moeten een aantal mensen bedanken natuurlijk die dit mogelijk gemaakt hebben. Edwin van Tennytown voor het uitlenen van zijn akoestische gitaar. Nicole voor het chauffeuren en Peter voor de techniek. En uiteraard ook Johanna die dit ook allemaal geregeld en mogelijk gemaakt heeft. En ook de afgelopen 2 uur van Alt Country Cooking gedaan heeft. Nou, we gaan naar reclame. Nee, reclame doen we dus niet. Journaal doen we wel. En daarna ben ik er voor het 3e uur als Country Cooking. Tot zo.